Mass rallies by global Occupy protesters have rocked several European capitals. Protesters called for an end to capitalism on a day they dubbed the Global Day of Action. Similar rallies in Spain, Portugal, Italy, Germany, and Hungary. Demonstrators are angered by grim economic prospects amid the worst financial crisis in living memory. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan has held talks with Pakistan's army chief. The talks was an attempt to pressure Islamabad to reopen supply routes for the United States forces. Islamabad closed the routes in retaliation to U.S. raids almost 6 months ago that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. At least four people, including a policeman, have been killed in two separate incidents in Pakistan. Officials say unknown gunmen opened fire in the southwestern city of Quetta, killing the policeman. Three people were killed in another shooting incident in the southern city of Karachi. At least 10 people have been killed in fresh U.S. drone strikes in Yemen. Officials say the American unmanned aircraft fired two missiles, destroying three vehicles between Ma'arib and Shabwa provinces. Washington has recently approved a policy allowing drone strikes in Yemen even when the identity of targets is unknown. Saudi Arabia is reportedly seeking to announce a merger with Bahrain in what appears to be an EU-like confederation. The announcement is expected to be made on Monday during a meeting of the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh. Saudi Arabia is also planning to include four other GCC members in the union. Palestinians have held yet another rally in support of prisoners on hunger strike in Israeli jails. Palestinian Authority caretaker Premier Salam Fayyad also visited a protest camp in the occupied West Bank. At least 1,600 Palestinian inmates have been refusing food for weeks. This to protest jail conditions and detentions without charge. Israelis have taken to the streets in major cities to renew calls for social and economic justice. Demonstrators chanted slogans such as, "We want justice, no charity." They also denounced the regime's pro-rich policies and corruption at high levels. Last year, nationwide rallies were held on similar issues. A rain-triggered flood has claimed at least four lives in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi. All four victims lived in a roadside house that was suddenly swept away by a swollen river. Meanwhile, emergency workers have evacuated dozens of people from houses affected by landslides and flooding.